begins for the Noles in just a few weeks. Join us all season long on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in this morning for Andrew McKay on the Pensacola Morning News here on News Radio 92.3. And hearing the commercials and the promos there, talking about football. I mean, it is almost here. It's very excited. PJ, who's your team?
NFL-wise or...
College, NFL. Either.
Well, I'm from Wisconsin, as most people know. So right. Wisconsin Badgers.
Okay.
My football team.
Okay.
Great history there with Barry Alvarez and Ron Dayne, our Heisman Trophy winner back in 2000 and all that. All
right.
Otherwise, NFL, I know I'm from Wisconsin, but the Steelers are my team.
Oh, wow. I mean, you just anticipate it's going to be the Packers.
Right.
Yeah.
So would my family. They'd be so happy if I was a Packers.
Okay. But Steelers. Okay.
But how about you?
No, I'm a Florida Gator.
Okay.
So it's been kind of rough lately, but hopefully they turn it around this year with the new coach. But very excited to for UWF and their transition.
Yeah, D1.
Yeah. So they had a big celebration last night at Seville Quarter, kind of kick off the season. I mean, we are literally 2 weeks away from UWF's first football game at the Division I level against Southern Illinois. We were just out there this week. Mentioned earlier, we had our State of Education luncheon that was hosted at UWF. And seeing the progress that's being made on the stadium, it'll be, I think, completely finished for next season for 2027. So if you do go to a game this year, you'll see the construction that's happening. But it's really exciting to see the growth that's happening at UWF, the success they're having. Ranked number 2 in the state this past year amongst the universities. So just all the things that are happening there. And I do have to give a shout out. My son is a rising sophomore there. So I'm spending a little more time out there seeing him and seeing all the great things that are happening. But had some great takeaways from our State of Education luncheon. Again, we had Manny Diaz. We had Dr. Ed Meadows from Pensacola State College. We had Dr. Karen Barber from Santa Rosa County, and Keith Leonard here from Escambia County, and Janelle Gibson from Columbia Southern University. So we had some great perspectives on the changes in education. I mean, obviously things are happening very rapidly as in all of society, lots of conversation and focus on workforce. And we talked earlier about the military and wanting to keep those folks here, but it's the same thing with those kids that are going through, whether it's the public school system or if they're in secondary, whether it's at the state college or university level. Yeah, we want to keep that talent here in Pensacola, Escambia County, Northwest Florida. You hear so often, oh, I want to be in New Orleans or Birmingham or Atlanta, but we have so much to offer here, so many great things that are happening, and I am seeing more and more of it, that more of those students are staying. We have a great relationship with the Pensacola Young Professionals, or PYP, as they're known. We have Anna Lochis, who's their president, sits on our board of directors at the Chamber. And we do a number of things with them every year. But you're seeing more and more of those young professionals stay in our community. And we want to see that continue. We want to grow that. Grow your own, as they say. So we don't have to always attract folks from outside. We'd love to see it. But we also want to retain that talent, especially that young talent that's here, and continue to grow our community that way. So do want to give a special shout out to Pensacola Young Professionals. They are great supporters of the Chamber. We like to kind of see that pipeline from high school to higher education to young professionals to the Chamber. I think that's a great pipeline to have going and to continue to grow as those folks move into the workforce and get on with their careers and lives. So Something that's very important to me, something that's very important to us at the Chamber. Keep that pipeline going. Keep that young talent here in our part of the world. And continue to see things grow. So, again, you can always find out more about us at PensacolaChamber.com. You can go follow us on our socials. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on LinkedIn. You can find out about our events, our ribbon cuttings, all the great things that are happening. I think we have 3 ribbon cuttings. We had one yesterday. We have one today and one Friday. So that's just continuing to grow. New members coming in all the time. Again, you can go to PensacolaChamber.com to find out more information. I'm Todd Thompson sitting in for Andrew McKay on the Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3. Oh, kicking it over to PJ, traffic on the fives.
All right, thanks, Todd. Florida West Economic Development Alliance brings you this traffic, working to create high-wage jobs and private capital investment that grow Escambia County's tax base. I-10 and 110 are both flowing smooth right now. If you're on US 98 east and westbound through Navarre, that is looking good as well. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The Subaru Lot to Love event is going on now at Anderson Subaru, which brings special summer savings to some of our most in-demand Subaru models, Ascent, Outback, and Crosstrek. Right now, get 0.9% financing for 75 months on Ascent models with flexible seating for up to 8 passengers. Or how about 1.9% APR financing for 75 months on the completely redesigned Outback? That's 75-month financing on Ascent and Outbacks. Or get 2.9% APR financing for 72 months on the versatile Subaru Crosstrek. Low rates and long terms on the most reliable and most loved cars around. Discover new places to love during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. Going on now through August 31st at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hi, folks. This is your Congressman, Jimmy Petronas. I'd like to think I'm a pretty nice guy, but right now, the truth is I'm not feeling so nice. In fact, I am madder than a hornet, and here's why. Social media is harming our children. Kids are being manipulated by AI chatbots. Some have encouraged kids to harm themselves. Others have even committed suicide. You think fentanyl is dangerous? Some of these AI programs are what I call digital fentanyl. They're designed to get our kids hooked. I'm Jimmy Petronas, and I am fighting to change our laws so big tech will pay the price for what they're allowing our kids to see and do. Big tech must not be allowed to hunt our kids online and hook them to this digital fentanyl. We must stop these monsters from hurting our kids. And with your help, we will. I'd be honored to have your vote this primary day, August the 18th. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
Whatever the day, whatever the hour, FPL is working to keep your service reliable and your bills as low as possible by building stronger transmission lines and rerouting power with our self-healing grid, by preparing for storms and restoring service quickly, and by building highly efficient, diverse energy sources. Because we know every dollar counts. FPL, working for you every single day.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
4 years ago, Kerry Smith made 3 promises: roads before development, fair impact fees, and rewriting our land development code. He's kept every single one. Kerry steered $60 million in roadway capacity projects, breaking ground this summer. Kerry alone championed impact fees so new growth pays its fair share. Rewrote the land development code twice to protect our neighborhoods from flooding. Kerry continues to work with FDOT to 4-lane Highway 90 through downtown Milton. Promises made, promises kept. Political advertisement paid for and approved by Kerry Smith, Republican for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 2.
You're busy. You just need to know what's happening.
What's happening?
Pensacola Right Now
with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay. Let's kick it over to David Wayne for the latest headlines.
Well, good morning, Todd. Good morning, PJ. Iran says that the Strait of Hormuz will stay closed now until the U.S. accepts all of its conditions. Iranian authorities making that claim Wednesday after President Trump said the U.S. had total control of the oil shipping lane. Both sides are now calling for reparations from the other side. Also, some big news from the White House. Carolyn Leavitt stepping down as White House press secretary at the end of the month. President Trump making that announcement yesterday on Truth Social. Well, this isn't a particularly great story, but gas prices apparently are higher than ever for this time of year. Now, that's according to a new report out today by Gas Buddy. They put out a statement saying gas prices in the U.S. have reached their highest level ever for late August. Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis said it's the first time ever the national average has been above $4 a gallon after August 12th.
Thank you, David. Well, at least we're not seeing those types of gas prices here locally. That hopefully doesn't have an impact on people visiting for Labor Day weekend and throughout the fall. But
of course, it came down right after I filled up, and then it started dropping.
Yeah, it's always that way, right? You know, you drive by the next day, it's like, wait a second, it's you know, 10 cents cheaper than it was yesterday. Yep. But again, Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay this morning on the Pensacola Morning News here on News Radio 92.3. And talking all things chamber and what's going on in the business community, the continued growth that we're continuing to see, lots happening downtown. We have the new Palafox Street that recently reopened, and seeing some great things happening there. It's really, they've done a nice job with that, made it very walkable. I know we had Walker Wilson in here the other day talking about Downtown Improvement Board and the things they're doing. They do a great job. But also just want to give a shout out to we've got a number of chambers in our community, and we're fortunate to have great relations with those folks. Yeah, you got Brian Wire with the Minority Chamber, Gulf Coast Minority Chamber, Tammy Throw out at Perdido Chamber, and they have a big multi-chamber social that they do in October every year, which is always a lot of fun. Todd Trombley is the new Gulf Breeze Chamber president. So you got me, Todd Thompson. You got Todd Trombley over in Gulf Breeze. Hopefully that's not too confusing, but he's new in that position and doing a great job. Really enjoying to get to know him. But then, you know, we had some breaking news this week. Jessica Simpson, who is the president and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber, announced that she'll be stepping down in a few weeks. But I just want to say to Jessica, congratulations on a great run. You've done a tremendous job at the beach. You know, they put the air show on every summer, and that's a lot of work. But they do a lot throughout the year to support businesses on the beach and a lot of activities. So just want to give a shout out to her as well. And just want to say thank you to all the folks who are involved with chambers, whether it's the Greater Pensacola Chamber or if there are other chambers in our community and in our region. Chambers are very important. We are there to support businesses, to be the voice of the business community, to provide those opportunities for networking, for educational opportunities, for businesses to connect. You know, we use that word a lot. I do a show every other Monday here on News Radio, 10 a.m. We call it the Chamber Connection because we think it's important for chambers to connect people and provide those opportunities for people to get to know each other. I've seen it so many times at our events where someone is there networking and they're like, I need an accountant. And then it's, you know, like, hey, you know, right across the room, right? You know, there's someone you can go talk to. I need, you know, IT support. Hey, you know, this business, he's right over here. You know, go talk to him. And it's always one of my favorite things when someone comes up and says, hey, you know, either I made the connection that I needed for my business that's helped me, or just coming to chamber events has been so beneficial because it's allowed me to grow my business. It's allowed me to connect and get to know people and grow. But one of the kind of the cheesy things I always say to new members is joining a chamber is like joining the gym. You get excited, you tell everybody about it, but if you don't use it, you don't get the benefits. So we always encourage new members to, come to our events, get engaged, get involved, use the free resources we have. And I can't guarantee success, but more often than not, you're going to see the benefits. So you can check us out at PensacolaChamber.com for more information if you want to join us. And with that, go to PJ with traffic on the fives.
Thanks, Todd. I-10 and 110 both continue to look good. Highway 29 is accident-free through Cantonment. If you see anything, 437-1620. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Good looking good out there. That's good.
It's looking very good.
Awesome. Especially with back to school. I also want to encourage folks, you're out there. As a summer, the streets are a little more open, but now you got school buses, you've got drop-off lines, those sorts of things. So please be careful. Keep an eye out, follow those signs. If they've got the flashing light, please slow down. We've got so many kids out there that are back to school. They're excited, and we just want to make sure that it's safe out there for them.
That's right. Keep the kiddos safe.
Yes, exactly. And again, want to give a shout out to all of the teachers and support folks who are they're back to school as well. They're out there supporting the kids. You got the school bus drivers, all those folks that make the school district run and make everything happened to have an A-rated school district for the first time here in Escambia County. So, can't say that enough. Can't congratulate them enough. And talking to some folks yesterday who are connected with the school district, they said it was a great first day back at school. Lots of excitement. I think when you get that, you get that A grade, that just makes you more engaged and more motivated to keep that going and maintain that. So, frankly, it's been something that I've received feedback over the years in my position that maybe military folks didn't bring their families because they did, they'd heard bad things about the schools. So, I think it's very important that we as a community, get the word out that we're really kind of shouting from the rooftops that we have an A-rated school district and that we've got great schools and this is a great place to move and raise a family and get the benefits of being in our community. So again, congratulations. And like I said earlier, be careful out there driving. Keep a lookout for the kids when you got those flashing lights, follow those and stay safe. But really excited. Just a quick rundown. We'll start with our guests coming up at 6:40. We'll have former Lieutenant Governor Jeff Kottkamp. He is now the president and CEO of Florida Tax Watch. We'll be learning about what they do and getting kind of a deep dive into Amendment 3, which is the property tax amendment that'll be on the ballot in November. Obviously, a lot of conversation around this. This was passed by the legislature during the special session very quickly. And that's been one of the frustrating things, I think, for a number of folks is that this was done very quickly and maybe they didn't get quite all the wording right. It already has gone back. The Florida Supreme Court has said that you need to reword it. So that should be coming out. I think today is the deadline for the Attorney General to get that language back. The governor said they would not challenge that in court, so they'll go ahead and reword that. But that'll be on the ballot in November. The people I talk to, everybody would love a property tax cut, obviously, but how does that impact our local services? Because those property taxes go to fund local governments, and if that's cut, would there be extra money to fill those gaps? And if not, what would be cut? So I think that's an important part of the conversation, and we'll be talking to former Lieutenant Governor Jeff Kottkamp with Florida Tax Watch about that. We always hear on Thursdays from Mike Wood from PPD on their latest activities and updates, and obviously they'll have some things with back to school as well. We'll hear from Lisa Newell with the Gulf Breeze News on what's happening in Gulf Breeze. And then later in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have Andrew Wiggins from the Florida Chamber of Commerce. He'll have some updates on some of the election activities that are happening. And then to round out the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have Joe MacArthur from the Escambia County Public School Foundation talking about their back-to-school efforts and the things they do to support teachers and students in our public schools. So, again, I'm Todd Thompson, President of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt leaving the administration to spend some more time with her family.
The White House indicates there is no controversy regarding Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt's departure. She says being a mother and welcoming a new baby while working in one of the most demanding jobs in the world has been the most rewarding yet challenging season of my life, to say the least.
Fox's Madeline Rivera surprised federal hearing tomorrow in the Luigi Mangione case has rumors swirling of a plea deal.
So in federal court, he faces two counts of stalking and could spend up to life behind bars if convicted. In state court, he faces murder charges and weapons charges. So what could a federal plea mean for the 28-year-old? Well, if in fact that is why the attorneys are meeting, it could mean that he pleads guilty to one or both of those stalking counts to avoid a federal trial.
Fox's Chanley Painter, America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3, 81 degrees. We've got sunny skies this morning. We'll get a full look at our forecast here in just a couple of minutes. Well, Governor Ron DeSantis says a new shipbuilding project at the Port of Pensacola is about more than just jobs. It's about national security.
This expansion will support the growing national need to create additional capacity in the maritime industrial base.
The governor pledging $9 million to go towards the Burdon shipbuilding project yesterday, presenting Mayor D.C. Reeves with a ceremonial check. Burdon, defense contractor, is expected to bring over 1,400 jobs to the port itself, plus hundreds more off-site across the Pensacola area. A newly awarded $8.7 million rural health grant is designed to change how residents in Century and the surrounding area access medical care. Community Health Northwest Florida CEO Chandra Smiley says getting ahead of chronic conditions and preventative care is what it's really all about.
Bringing health care within reach, whether it's through community health or one of our partner organizations, just making those services available and accessible is one of the key elements to getting ahead of any sort of chronic care management or preventive services. So the benefit is making those services and access to those services much easier for the residents to connect into.
Smiley says the grant, which was awarded through the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration, or ACA, and the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, will allow community health to expand primary care, pediatric care, women's health, behavioral health, and opioid treatment services into the Century area. Partner organizations include Sacred Heart, Bridgeway, Lakeview Services, Point Washington Medical Health, Hope, and the Walton County Health Department, among several others. More information is available at healthcarewithinreach.org. Now, the hot car death totals continue rising across the state. Prevention is key. More children have died in hot cars, raising the death toll to 18 so far this year. Florida leading the U.S. with five deaths of children ranging from age in 17 months to 3 years old. On average, 37 kids under the age of 15 die each year from heat stroke after being left in a vehicle. Temperatures inside a car can climb fast, even on mild days. Advocates are urging parents to build simple habits to prevent tragedies. The Escambia Sheriff's Office is investigating a campaign sign incident involving two county employees, former library director Crystal Bell Rivera and her husband, Sheriff's Office Community Relations Specialist Ronnie Rivera. According to a News Journal report, State House candidate Trey McMullen says the couple placed signs for his opponent directly in front of his own signs outside of Bellevue Library and filed a formal complaint after the sheriff's office initially said it wasn't investigating. Bell Rivera resigned last week. The county hasn't said if it's connected. Her husband reportedly identified himself as a sheriff's office employee before the couple left the scene, according to McMullen's complaint. A truck flipped off Interstate 110 in Pensacola Wednesday. Happened around 1 o'clock near Maxwell Street. The truck landed on its side in a grass field. The vehicle sustained heavy damage. There's no word yet on injuries. It's 6:35, sunshine, 80 degrees this morning. Our next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Counterpoint Research says that Yangtze Memory Technologies is rapidly gaining market share in a critical chip sector. The company, also known as YMTC, landed in third place by shipments globally in the second quarter, behind South Korea's Samsung and SK Hynix, but beating out U.S. rival Micron. YMTC is preparing to go public in China. Ford said it will be increasing production of its Lincoln cars in the U.S. beginning in 2030. The Detroit automaker also said it would phase out importing vehicles from China for the U.S. market. Ford said the increased production is expected to generate thousands of direct and indirect U.S. jobs. Treasury yields dipped this morning as Wall Street digests the inflation print for July and looks ahead to further readings due later today. The yield on the 10-year U.S. Treasury note fell over one basis point to 4.674%. Futures have risen this morning as oil prices fall. Dow futures up by more than 100 points. That's Your Money Now.
That'll be $84.52.
Perfect. Grab the bags, honey.
Mom, why do you always check your phone before we pay?
I'm just claiming my cash back on the Upside app. Since we're getting the groceries here and we filled up the car on the way, I've already earned enough this morning to pay for that pizza night we're having Friday.
Wait, so the app pays for pizza?
Not exactly, but the cash I earn on stuff we need helps us pay for the stuff we want. It's just a little win for our family every week.
Get more out of your everyday. Upside is the free app that gets you cash back on routine purchases like gas, groceries, and dining out at more than 100,000 locations nationwide. No points, no rebates, just cash back straight to your wallet. Download the free Upside app and use promo code ACT5 to get a $5 bonus on your first purchase. That's promo code ACT5 to get a $5 bonus. Remember, use promo code ACT5.
Offers vary by user and location at participating merchants. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
I'm Dr. Isaac Williams, running for Escambia County School Board, District 3. District 3 is asking for a change, and I agree. District 3 deserves a representative who will listen, communicate, and stay connected. I'm a retired military leader, a pastor, a community leader, and I'm ready to serve. I'll support teachers, strengthen schools, put students first, and always involve parents. I'm Dr. Isaac Williams. On August 18th, I will appreciate your vote.
Paid political ad by Dr. Isaac Williams, Escambia School Board, District 3.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is DC Reeves. Together, we are moving Pensacola in the right direction. My priorities are building a healthy economy with good careers and keeping our community safe. I will always support our small businesses and back the blue. Let's keep working as a team to move Pensacola forward. I'm DC Reeves, and I'd be honored to have your vote on August 18th.
DC Reeves is endorsed by Sheriff Chip Simmons and the Fraternal Order of Police. Paid for by DC Reeves for mayor.
While every other media outlet was in regular programming, Pensacola Right Now covered a hostage situation as it happened.
Breaking news this afternoon. We are following an incident. This is in reference to a person who's threatening to harm himself in one of the apartments. We broke this story during the 4 o'clock hour. There was rumors circulating that a child was also in that apartment. I just received word less than 60 seconds ago. The child has now been released.
Pensacola Right Now, weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. And if that doesn't get you kickstarted this morning, I don't know what will. We are honored to be joined now by former Lieutenant Governor Jeff Kottkamp. He is now the President and CEO of Florida Tax Watch, and he is joining us this morning to talk about some of the issues they're tracking for this year's election. Governor, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning. It is great to be with you, Todd.
Yeah, appreciate you joining us. So first, tell us about Florida Tax Watch, what y'all do and what your mission is.
Yeah, Florida Tax Watch was formed a little over 47 years ago by leaders in business, leaders in government who felt like Florida needed an independent, nonpartisan think tank to really hold state government accountable. And so for the last 47 years, that's what we do. We try to advance public policy that helps the taxpayers. We make sure when the state passes its budget, we scrutinize every single line. We come out with what's known every year as the turkey list, where we identify things in the budget that didn't really go through the process, were kind of snuck into the budget, and we recommend to the governor. And so, our sign out front of our building in the capital city says the eyes and ears of the taxpayers of Florida. That's what we do. We try to look out for the taxpayers of the great state of Florida.
Yeah, and we appreciate that. And I know with your background, you were in the Florida House of Representatives, and then you were in the governor's office, so you understand all aspects of that. So obviously the big issue that is on everyone's mind as we head into the fall elections is Amendment 3, the property tax amendment that is going to be on the ballot. Talk about that a little and some of the analysis that Florida Tax Watch has done on this.
Yeah, I'd love to. I mean, I really think this can be so confusing. So, we want to make sure people understand the facts. And so, as you said, it'll be on the ballot in November. That's as a constitutional amendment, it requires a 60% vote in Florida. So that's unique to our state, a higher threshold when you talk about a constitutional amendment. This amendment primarily addresses homestead property tax. And what it does is increases the homestead exemption for non-school property tax. So most of your listeners know that's currently at $50,000. But if this passes beginning January 1 of next year, that exemption would go up to $150,000. That's about $4.9 billion of a revenue hit to local governments. The next year, January 1st of 2028, the exemption would increase to $250,000, which is about an $8.7 billion hit to local government revenue. For Pensacola, that's about $8.2 million. And after that, the exemption would be indexed for inflation starting January 1 of 2029, taking the hit to revenue for local government to about $11.8 billion. So overall, through 2029, reduction statewide in local government revenue. So Those are the basics, and there are a whole bunch of other things contained in this. One is it does have a slight impact on non-homestead properties right now. Go in a given year, 10%. This amendment, if it passes, would take down to 5%. So, a reduction in non-homestead property tax. And I'm happy to dig into this deeper, but that's the basics of this amendment.
Right. So. You talked about the numbers, the impact that this will have on local governments. Let me ask this question. Was there anything that went along with this that said, well, okay, we know this will have an impact on local governments. Here's what will happen to fill those shortfalls.
We have, depending on how about 30 constrained counties in Florida. These are counties in Panhandle that cannot, they can barely afford operations now, to be frank. So when the governor's office drafted this amendment, it created a pot of money that was available to those counties to kind of backfill the loss of revenue. The House did not go along with that, and so that was pulled out. And there's a lot of questions. The amendment does not, by the way, prohibit local governments from increasing fees and looking at ways to, make up the difference if this passes and they lose that revenue. So, as an example, they could increase fees for solid waste, for stormwater, for fire service, impact fees, which is throughout the state a big deal. They could increase permitting fees. So, one of our concerns, I should say, at Florida Tax Watch is, we pass this, everybody thinks they get a huge tax cut, and then the local governments just increase fees and other types of taxes and basically offset it. And that is one of our concerns. And that all centers on your question. What about the counties that really don't have equity and they lose revenue?
Yeah, because I know that's one of the major concerns as I've talked to our local officials. Give us just a second, Governor. We've got to go to traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 both continue to look good. Highway 90 is clear from Milton into Pace. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
All right. Thank you, PJ. All right. We're talking to Lieutenant Governor Jeff Kottenkamp, who's now the president and CEO of Florida Tax Watch. And we've been talking about Amendment 3 and the impacts that that might have on our local governments. So you're an independent, non-political organization. You don't endorse amendments like this, but you educate. And so if people want to learn more, how can they find out more about your work and get some of the information that you have?
Well, you can go to floridataxwatch.org, our website. We have already done two reports on property tax this year. Next Friday, we'll be releasing an information portal that should answer every single question on this. One that we've been waiting on is the legal challenges. We're going to make sure this is on the ballot. I think it will. You know that the Attorney General had to redraft by court order, redraft the title and summary. And I think it's going to stay on the ballot at this point. So now is the time to really start thinking about this as we get about through the primary season. Yeah, this is a big deal. And the one thing that's out there that really was ignored during the legislative session is every 20 years we have a Florida Taxation and Budget Reform Commission. And this is a panel of people appointed by the governor, the speaker, the Senate president, who have a year and a half or 2 years to really study this issue. And they can not only make recommendations to the legislature, they can put things on the ballot. We would much prefer this to be done in a more thoughtful, what about basically constrained counties? What about all the other issues that are raised. Is there a better way to have outreach reform? And we're trying to put that. That won't have. So we would really love to see the tax reform commission take this issue up and deliberate on it for a year or two.
Yeah, I mean, that really makes sense. I mean, as you know, we mentioned, this was kind of rushed through during a special session. They didn't have a lot of time to do the deep analysis and provide the understanding of the impact that this will have, particularly on local governments. And as you mentioned, the Budget and Tax Reform Committee, they really dig into these things and do the analysis and can provide that information that'll be helpful to folks. So just want to say thank you, former Lieutenant Governor Jeff Kottkamp, President and CEO of Florida Tax Watch, for joining us, giving us that great information on Amendment 3 and the impacts that it could have on us. That'll be, again, on the November ballot, and so more information to come in the coming months.
My pleasure, Todd. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. All right. Again, I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay on Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know, I'm always telling you about the greatness of Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. And, I mean, it's true. Look, when the market was really hot, they were selling over 200 homes a year. The market got more challenging. Rates changed. People's willingness, concerns about the economy. They were down to 175 homes a year, then 165 homes a year the following. But last year, back up. Same market, challenging for a lot of people. A lot of homes are not getting sold. Back up to 209 homes a year. That's 4 a week. That's crazy. And a lot of times, they're selling homes that other realtors can't sell, who, you know, 1, 2, 3, even 5 or 6 realtors can't sell a home, and they sell it. But why? It's just a passion for the details, learning how to get things right, how to stage a home, how to photograph it, how to list it, the price, the follow-up, how to do the open house. It's all kinds of little things. And then once you get offers, all the way through to closing, how? Through experience. Even silly stuff. Like in one case, I know she was saying that a home wasn't quite moving the way she thought it should, and they decided that they'd take the house that was kind of painted a coastal yellow inside, and they repainted it with a very neutral tone, sold immediately. So it's really having the experience to see what's the thing that might get in the way and overcoming or fixing that. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 786-3996.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
What a matchup we've got, folks. Just nonstop action. The energy is electric and the fans are all in. An intense game like this calls for a Coca-Cola. Ah, crisp and refreshing. That's a game changer. Yeah, that taste scores every time. And just like that, they're back at it. Passionate fans and an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Now that's a winning combo. No matter the team, no matter the sport, everyone knows fan work is thirsty work. Enjoy a Coca-Cola.
Hello, I'm Colonel Eric W. Shorter, and I'm running for mayor. I'm a true son of Pensacola and a product of multiple generations of public servants. My goals are simple. Vertical economic initiatives. Jobs, jobs, jobs. Affordability and housing. Neighborhood revitalization. And education reformation. Citywide opportunity is possible, and I'm not guessing. Vote for the positive choice. Colonel Eric W. Shorter for mayor of Pensacola.
Paid and approved by Colonel Eric Shorter. Candidate for mayor of Pensacola.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
Good morning. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay on Pensacola's Morning News here on 92.3 FM. And I got to give a shout out to PJ before we go to traffic on the fives. The music has been outstanding this morning.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, just right up my alley. So I really appreciate that. It's got the energy going, keeping me going. So thank you for that. And we'll kick it over to PJ now for traffic on the fives.
All right. I-10 and 110 are both looking good. Lillian, Jackson, Navy, and New Warrington all accident-free at this hour. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Thanks, PJ. So one of the signature programs we have at the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce is Leadership Pensacola, or as affectionately known as LEAP. And this is in its 44th year, and it's been just a tremendous program for our community. If you look at the list of alumni going back to 1982, you see elected officials, you see community leaders, you see business leaders that have gone through the program. And if it's something you have not done, I really encourage you to look into it. This year's class is actually starting. They have their opening retreat tomorrow, and the class will run from August until May when they graduate. But if it's something that you're interested in, nominations for next year's class will begin in January. So you can follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn for more information. But Leadership Pensacola is a 10-month program that really gives you the behind-the-scenes look at our community. There is a specific day every month where you spend a full day immersed in aspect of our community. So we have military day, we have healthcare day, we have local government, we have education. So, you know, every month you hear from the local experts in those areas, in those fields, the work they do, the behind the scenes that makes those things work. And it's fascinating. And I've had people who have grown up and lived in our community their entire lives who've gone through LEAP, and they say, wow, I never realized what goes into making our education system work, or the things that are happening out at NAS Pensacola. You know, it's right there in our community, and there are so many people out there, but you know, we don't always get that opportunity to find out exactly what their mission is. You know, the fact that it's not, you know, it is a Navy base, but there is Air Force, there's Army, there's Marines, all those different, you know, aspects to what happens at the base. You get the behind the scenes look at that. There's a trip to Tallahassee during legislative session to find out what's happening, to get to see that experience up close and personal. So, and then you also get to bond with 49 other people. There's typically 50 in a class. These are the business and community leaders that you'll have lifelong bonds with. I've had people tell me, you know, I went through this 20 years ago, but I still have people that I can call. If I have a legal problem, I have a lawyer that I went through LEAP with, or if I need some construction work, I have someone who I went through LEAP with who is in the construction industry, and it's just those lifelong bonds that are made as well. So really encourage you, you know, like I said, to find out more. There is a page on our website at PensacolaChamber.com about Leadership Pensacola, but we'll have a lot more information if you're interested in going through the program. At the beginning of 2027, you know, so check out our socials. Trevor Rodabaugh is, he runs the program. He does a tremendous job for us at the Chamber. And Ruthie Noel is the curriculum chair for this year. And the program is basically run by alumni who are volunteers. So people who've been through the program, who are passionate about it, they give their time to come back and run the days, run the entire program. So it is an amazing, it's really kind of the crown jewel of our Chamber Foundation, and something, again, you know, if you ever get a chance to see the list of the people who've gone through it, it really is the who's who of our community, and it's just something that is really cool, and again, would encourage you to check out if you've not gone through it. But just one of the many things that we do at the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, mentioned earlier, our networking events next Thursday. We'll have our business after hours at Moorhead Law Group on Palafox Street. That will be from 5 to 7 p.m. It's a great way to kind of start winding down the week. So join us then. Again, I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay today on News Radio 92.3.